Ah, yes, the 21st century. What a great century, eh? Where your friend Pandora tells you that if you like this song... And this song. Then you like this song, too. That's right. In the Pandora world, Gotye, it's a band, plus Gangnam, another band, equals the band Foster the People. Now, what if your taste for visual art runs the gamut from Delacroix's Liberty Leading the People, which hangs in the Louvre in Paris? Or if you bopped over to Berlin to see your favorite Keith Haring work on that piece of the Berlin Wall? Much of it is untitled, but Haring's work is distinctive. But where would a Pandora of visual art tell you to go to further explore your artistic proclivities? Well, Artsy, that's art.sy, is billed as a Pandora for the art world. It's an algorithm-driven website that uses your art preferences to find new artists you'll love. For more on this venture, which just might upend the art world, which could always use some upending, we turn to art.sy, Artsy CEO Carter Cleveland. Welcome.
Thanks for having us, John.
And Carter and Artsy COO Sebastian Quillich.
Thank you for having us.
Both of you guys, now, how does this work exactly? Are you taking a look at colors, lines? I mean, I sort of understand how musical styles are broken down in those Pandora algorithms. It's a little different for visual art.
So we actually, one of the big challenges for us was developing our own genome that relates to visual art, which is similar to what Pandora's done for music. We have over 800 genes in the genome, and they span visual characteristics like what you just spoke about, but also art historical characteristics like abstract expressionism and pop art. And we've even gone through the last 50 years of contemporary art, which has been an extremely dynamic and innovative period of art, and we've broken it down into what we have coined contemporary tendencies. So giving the user a way to understand the last 50 years of art, which can be particularly challenging to someone who is new to the art world.
It's Carter Cleveland, the CEO of Artsy, which art.sy is a Pandora-like website for categorizing visual art. So, Sebastian Quillich, I suspect that artists are just thrilled with the idea that you can reduce their styles and their work to a series of sort of genome-like algorithms.
Well, I think any exercise like this has to be undertaken with a great degree of humility and an acknowledgement that it's very subjective, but the goal is not to reduce the artwork, but rather to help people discover new things. So there's a lot of people who may know who Warhol is, but they have no idea who Ray Johnson is. And so the ability to make those connections is what this is about.
And part of this is, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Pandora is self-learning in the sense that they can track not only what people seem to like based on the algorithm, but they can also compare that to what they buy on iTunes, what they actually click on and make a part of their playlist, so they can determine if, in fact, people do like what is offered by Pandora. Would you be doing that in the art world as well?
So these are early days for Artsy, but nonetheless, yes, one of the things that's unique about the company is that we have some of the best engineers, computer scientists, mathematicians who are working to do just that, to essentially personalize the experience of users so that the recommendations we make to you and the connections we make get better and better.
But one point I think is important to make there is that the data itself is entered by a team of art historians, and that's very important. The algorithms aren't actually going through and determining what these characteristics are necessarily. It's a collaboration between a team of art historians and computer scientists.
But basically, you need to have an app where you're in a museum and you go zap to Guernica of Picasso, and it says you might like to check this out elsewhere in the museum, right? I mean, that's sort of where you're headed, right?
One day, that'd be great.
One day, that would be great. That's Carter Cleveland, who's the CEO of Artsy. It also seems as though, you know, a lot of people may like art, and they may buy posters, you know, at the Met or at the Whitney or something here in New York City, but they don't necessarily think of themselves as even being able to become collectors unless they go crazy for some, like, Thomas Kinkade cutesy little, cabin in the wilderness kind of picture. This is a way to allow people a bridge for them to become collectors as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit on a really great point. I think one of the greatest problems in the art world is that so many people don't feel that they're part of it. They feel that they are outsiders. They feel very intimidated. Even people who can afford to buy art at very high levels feel very intimidated at the idea of going into a gallery. They don't know how to ask about the art, how to ask about price ranges. And so yet there's so many people out there who are interested in art and would like to make art a part of their lives, but don't do so currently for those reasons. And so we really see Artsy as bridging that gap by giving all these people a way to view what is currently hanging on the walls of all the world's galleries and museums from the privacy of their own home.
So if we asked our listeners, give us like four pieces of art that you love, pieces of visual art that you love, and, you know, give us some contrasts if you like. We could forward those to you and you could test out your algorithm on the kinds of other things that they can come up with?
Absolutely. Or we welcome them to go to Artsy, art.sy, and to try it out for themselves.
Is this beta testing or is it actually up and running?
It's currently in private beta, but we'll be launching publicly this fall.
So if I love Kandinsky and Jeff Koons and a comic book artist who does the drawings for The Watchmen, could your algorithm handle that?
Absolutely. It'd come up with something.
Yeah, that's the right answer. Absolutely. It would come up with something.
I was trying to figure out in my head, what would that actually be? But
well, what would it actually be? How would your algorithm take it apart?
Well, I can give you one example of a work that I really love and an interesting connection made for me. So if you go to Vermeer's Girl with a Pearl Earring,
love it.
Classic work, one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah, it hangs in the mat.
You'll see, unsurprisingly, due to connections from genes for Dutch and Flemish old masters and chiaroscuro, you might see other paintings by Rubens or by Rembrandt. But what's interesting is that because of similarities to the fact that it's a close-up of a woman's face, you'll also see a contemporary work by John Curran, The Pillow, which also shows a similar work that's close-up on a woman's face. And that's just a really interesting example for me of a connection that transcends both geography and also time. And I find that often connections like that are the most satisfying.
It's about the period and just about the purity of the image itself. And presumably you're more sophisticated than to just give me 20 pictures of, oh, you like girls with earrings. Here you go. Here's 20 of these.
Yeah, we actually take into account every single gene that there's similarity for when we show you other works that you might be interested in. So it's a very nuanced recommendation.
Artsy, art.sy. That's the website. Carter Cleveland is chief executive officer of Artsy, and Sebastian Quillich is the COO of Artsy. We'd love your responses.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.